This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef of the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Mike, do you know what day it is today?
Today is Thursday.
It's National Frozen Food Day.
Ooh.
41 years ago today, President Ronald Reagan declared March 6th Frozen Food Day, called upon Americans to observe it with appropriate ceremonies and activities.
What are the appropriate ceremonies and activities on Frozen Food Day?
I guess eat something frozen.
Okay. Party with a Jolly Green Giant.
There you go.
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho.
I don't know. That one's kind of crazy. You would think that's a fake one, but this is true. Nobody just made this up. Like, the president was like, no, Frozen Food Day.
Okay, cool.
Be a hungry man.
Hey-o. Which, by the way, frozen foods, I mean, that technology just reshaped how Americans ate and stuff.
Absolutely, man.
I mean, I would say, I don't know that I speak for a ton of people, but I mean, I think a bulk of the vegetables I eat at home for dinner are almost always frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And then you cook them somehow.
Yeah, that was it. There was no chance my mom was buying fresh produce if you could put it in a bag and she could throw it in a pan.
Yeah, right. Like, if you came over to my house and it's like chicken and, you know, green beans, but they're like roasted green beans with garlic, then you know I microwave those.
Yeah.
Oh, I cook the chicken, but if it's just like green beans out of a pot,
okay,
it's like, all right, Ted made green beans. But if they're like fancily done, it's like, well, they didn't make these. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know that I've ever cut up a squash.
Never cut up a squash? Well, actually, you know, man, outside of working in restaurants, I have not either. That is fair.
Right. But I'll buy like frozen squash and eat that as a side.
Yep.
Especially now with the technology. I mean, those steam fresh bags are awesome.
Mm-hmm. I use a gallon of squash and make it in a chili bowl. And then put cheese on top and bake it.
I've heard that's good. Have you had the frozen rice now? Say it like you're saying, man. You pull it out, throw it in the microwave for 3 minutes, it's done.
I get beachy. They have frozen cauliflower rice.
That does not beat me.
They've already made it into the fake rice.
Rice,
you just microwave it, get it done.
Why do you eat that instead of regular rice?
Well, you would eat it if you were like trying to cut down on carbs or something.
Okay, all right.
That's what I think it's a little healthier for. I don't know. Some doctor told me to switch to that, so I did.
All right,
that's basically it. All right, let's see. So these are 10 foods you should never store in your freezer. Number 10, and if you're guilty of it, just admit it. All right, it's only 3 lashings.
No.
Coffee beans.
No.
No.
Oh yeah. Well, now that's a quick no that you know there's some violence behind it, Mike. coffee beans. I've heard of this one a ton. Miles, I thought for sure you're one of these people. Lots of people doing it, but freezing coffee messes with the flavor. It can absorb odors from other stuff in there.
Yay, that's what I want. Like, this tastes like frozen meatballs and fish sticks.
All right, cucumbers.
No.
No, because it's too much water, I would think.
They get mushy and slimy because they're mostly water.
Like watermelon.
I feel like if you buy a cucumber, like, it's on your radar within the next 4 or 5 days.
It would sound good to have a frozen watermelon bowl. But it's not.
Right.
Yeah, again, I'm with you. That just feels like if I'm, you know, if you're eating cucumbers, like, you buy them and you eat them within a couple days.
Like, I don't eat cucumbers, but if my wife comes home with cucumber, either she's making something for herself or the kids are going to eat this cucumber for their lunches.
Do you guys peel your cucumbers?
No, I eat a minimum of 2 a week and I never peel them.
Yeah. When I was a kid, it seemed like a big deal. I remember my mom peeling them, but as I've turned into an adult, I'm with you. If I chop them up at home just to put them in vinegar, like, I never peel them.
Yeah. I mean, I don't eat cucumbers. I've just never seen anyone peel them.
Again, one of the best fruits, one of the best things to re-burp, cucumber. fresh herbs.
Never.
Right. No. It's going to wreck with the flavor and the texture.
Yeah.
So again, these are 10 foods you should never, ever store in your freezer. Pasta salad with mayonnaise.
Yeah.
It separates.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. Man, any kind of mayonnaise product you can't.
Also, like, I don't know. If I have pasta salad that's that good,
it's almost like
I'm gonna save this for late. I feel like you would just eat it before.
I make pasta salad more than most normal people do, just because I like it. But yeah, like, it will be here for 2 days. I'm gonna make more than I can eat in one sitting, and I will finish it tomorrow.
And to be honest with you, it has a pretty good refrigerated
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcast.
Shelf life.
Yeah.
So when you buy in the grocery store and they're already in those tubs,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's been around for a while, and it's still perfectly fine.
I always feel like in my family, my mom and my aunt, it's kind of like white trash pasta salad. You just throw the pasta in there with cubes of already cubed up cheese, little pepperonis, Italian dressing. Like, it's a pasta salad.
That's about all I do, man. I might throw in a few more cheeses just because we have a bunch. But
black olives are good in there, too.
I don't mind black olives, but if you eat my pasta salad, you will never get, like, the cucumber. And most people make pasta salad with the added vegetable. I do understand that. So when I turn down people's pasta salad, it's not that I don't like pasta salad. It's that I can see the vegetables in your pasta
salad. Good with pimentos, too.
Speaking of cheeses, soft cheeses. Things like cream cheese or ricotta separate just like milk. Same goes for yogurt. And also, like, cream cheese actually stays for a while.
It does, man.
Yeah. Ricotta is one of those cheeses to me, unless you're making lasagna. Unless you have a recipe for ricotta, I don't know. You don't just buy it.
That's the thing. So I love lasagna and stuff like that, right? So if I open the fridge and there's a container of ricotta, I'm in a good mood because I know my wife has bought this for a specific recipe. It's not just some backup cheese we have.
Foods you should never store in the freezer. Fried foods. They end up soggy and gross.
Yeah.
It depends. Like, you could put chicken strips, if you made them homemade, in the freezer, and then air fry them. They're not too bad.
You buy pre-frozen kind of stuff like that, like
but
nuggets.
But that's already been tech hit.
But I think they're saying more like, you got a bucket of chicken at KFC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who says, man, I got a bucket of KFC, I'm not going to finish it tomorrow, I might get to it next week, and freezes it? Like, KFC, you don't stand a chance. I will eat as much KFC as I can, then I start to feel ill, right? Seriously, because it's so heavy and greasy. And then again, much like my pasta sauce, the next day, I will finish it and feel heavy and gross again.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of these are. Like, I'm with you. If you have, or even if you just got, I don't know, you got whatever you bought at the bar or restaurant. Like, if you brought it home, you're probably going to eat it that night or the next day.
Yep. That is my goal, yep. Yeah. Or watch my kid eat it as soon as I put it down.
Eggs in the shell. Don't put them in the freezer. The insides can expand and crack the shell. If you need to freeze eggs because they're expensive, whisk them up first.
Really?
If you whisk them up, sure. You can kind of put them in there.
Right. Or freeze your eggs if you want to get pregnant later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of ironic. The eggs we eat, don't freeze them. Lady eggs, freeze them.
Lady eggs. Make sure you label them properly in your freezer. These are lady eggs. These are just chicken eggs.
These are egg whites. That's all this is.
All right, so these are foods you should never store in the freezer. Raw potatoes. Cooked potatoes, freeze them. They freeze up fine.
Sure.
But raw ones, they don't really tell me. Too much water, probably. Probably too much water, but they're just like, you know, if you cook them first, it's fine. And I get it. You might have made some dynamite baked potato recipe, like, I want to save this.
Do you know someone who's put uncooked potatoes in the freezer? Well, no. Potatoes have a pretty good shelf life. You know, so I'm like, if you bought potatoes now and you're like, I need to freeze these, like, when did you plan on making this recipe, man?
Mm-hmm. You can freeze mashed potatoes.
Yeah, they were saying the cooked potatoes.
Yeah.
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah, french fries, whatever. You could store them in there. I know, mashed potatoes are another tough thing because when you make them, you make such a big batch of them.
But I still plan on eating them over the next
few. Scallop potatoes you can freeze.
Yeah. For instance, I had a family member make us some steak potatoes the other night. And I said, Joe, you didn't have to hand make those potatoes and say that. He was like, it's fine, dude. I want to eat them for the next few days.
Right.
And he was basically,
I didn't do it for
he
you,
was like,
man.
It's just us sitting here. My wife, his cousin, doesn't like them as much. She's like, oh, no, I'm making these so we can have them. I said, well, all right.
Nice.
Thank you.
Joe.
Cooked pasta. It gets gummy and mushy. Yep. Which, again, cooked pasta, I get it. I like cold lasagna. That just doesn't seem like something I would put in the freezer.
No, if you buy a fresh pasta that's in the refrigerated section, you can freeze that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not cooked, so.
Yeah, and that just seems like leftovers.
Raviolis, that kind of thing.
Just make more pasta. It really does not take that long.
Right. I'm just assuming you got it somewhere. Like, this is delicious.
Oh, right.
You're going to put it in the freezer for a couple weeks? Like, just eat your leftovers when you can. And then number one on the list of things you should put in the freezer, milk. Separates when thawed. Basically, any cream-based soups. With that said, I've had cream of crab shipped over and kept frozen.
Did you guys ever, when you were in school, get that milk carton with the lunch that still had, the ice chunks in it because it was too far in the back of the fridge? Yeah. Frozen milk now.
Yeah, I don't like milk pulp.
But I'm with Miles. Like, I grew up putting bread in the freezer. I'll still do it. Like, not as often with hot dogs. But a few years ago, we went somewhere, and I bought, like, a massive pack of brioche buns, but they didn't get eaten. But I was like, these things are delicious.
Oh, they're too good, yeah.
Same thing.
So I threw those in the freezer, and you just pick them out when you need them. But there you go. Happy National Frozen Food Day, y'all.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Shout of the Day is coming up at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.